Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 607.
Now, in this festive time of year, we hear from a man with candy in his heart. Kane asks,
how are amazing more bang for your buck character introductions constructed? You know, the ones that totally pay off, at least once the story progresses.
All right, so this is the second in Kane's set of questions about short stories and constructing short stories more efficiently and more elegantly. So because of this, I'm interpreting the bang for your buck issue as relating to information density and the strikingness of the introduction. And when he talks about it paying off, I'm interpreting that as layering in things that will unfold that will be telegraphy on the second read, but weren't tipping the narrator's hand the first time through. So one way you can do this, of course, is to cheat. Do the character introduction as much as you need to write forward, and then once you've gone a little ways toward the end and you know what's going on, cycle back and punch it up. No one will know if you do that. Another technique, it's really good, I think I've mentioned this before, I learned how to do character introductions because the least favorite part of writing for me is character introductions. I like exploring characters, building characters, exploring relationship dynamics, all that kind of stuff. I hate introducing characters. I find it bothersome and tiresome, and I have to invent names for them because everyone wants their characters to have names so they can keep track of them. Readers are so narrow-minded. I really hate coming up with names and coming up with characters. Once I've got an image in my head, and the image could be an actual image or it could be a general feel, then it's fine. Then I'm having fun. But that first hurdle, the name and the initial impression, are a big pain in the ass. So because this is a particular problem for me, I have looked far and wide for ways to take the pain out of introducing characters. And I have come up with two or three different techniques that I fall back on when I'm stuck. One of them, the thing that sticks with me most, because it was the way that I initially really learned how to create a sharp character, is to watch old movies. Coen brothers are also actually really good at this if you can't stand old movies. But old movies, and by old movies I mean 1930s through the mid to late 1950s, the golden age of Hollywood era. Because of the way the studios were organized at the time, they didn't hire people for particular films. There weren't long audition processes like there are today. The actors weren't freelancers. The actors were under contract to the studio. They were studio employees, and they would come to work every day, and you had to pay them every day, whether you had something for them to do or not. So you gave them something to do. So one of the ways that actors made sure they got those contract jobs, that steady work, if they weren't movie stars, because it takes a lot of luck and a lot of sleeping with the right producers and a special kind of face and voice to be a movie star, and not everyone wants to do that, as you can see by the recent Me Too scandals bubbling out of Hollywood. But the other way to do it, if you didn't want to sleep with the producers and you didn't have the face or voice to command a silver screen for the imagination of millions, was to be a quirky little bastard. If you could develop a stock character or a few stock characters that were really potent, where you walked on screen, you had your one line, and everybody would remember you forever, and they could read an entire life story and what you did when you walked on, you would get work, and you would get work every time there was an opening for someone of your general age and sex. So if you watch old Hollywood movies, you will see these character actors showing up again and again, and they're really good at what they do. They manage with body and tone of voice and way of movement and timing to embody characters and telegraph an entire life story in seconds. Watch those and steal those techniques and apply them to your stories. It is super, super useful. I can't recommend it enough. Now, the Coen brothers, because they have an old-timey Hollywood aesthetic, a lot of the characters in their films, especially a lot of the minor characters, have this same kind of infinitely rememberable presence just for the walk-on roles, like Jackie Treehorn in The Big Lebowski, or indeed anyone in The Big Lebowski, or the hookers in Fargo, or Gunderson, the Chinese guy in Fargo that tries to pick up on the sheriff when she goes into Brainerd, Minnesota. It's astounding how they pack so much character into so few seconds of screen time. You can do that as a writer. Your narration is a camera, it just has more senses available to it than the visual. So you can add how someone smells, you can add tone of voice. Of course, you've got tone of voice in films, too. You can add the feel of fabrics and the sense of touch and the heat coming off of someone who's just walked in from a long day in the sun wearing clothes that smell like ozone and are tinged with motor oil, but he has soft hands and he has a face that looks like it spent more time indoors than out. That right there tells you a story. This guy has just been doing metal work or engine work, and he doesn't normally do it. And he's exhausted, and the heat's coming off him, and it's either a hot day or he's been around some kind of heavy-duty equipment. Just that brief description gives, and he hasn't said anything yet, just that brief description gives you an entire backstory. Now, when you're doing that, you're also laying hooks that you can pick up later, that you can reach story threads back and latch onto. Because the implied backstory that you're giving your walk-on characters, or indeed your main characters, is where you go to hook character reveals onto as you're weaving your story weft. So when you've come to a point where you know something has to happen with this character and you can feel that it's time for the change and you're just stumped, you can go back and read that character introduction that you've done, and you will discover something about your character that was not obvious to you when you wrote that introduction. And if you don't, you can lay something in. So that's two techniques sort of mashed up into one. A third technique is to steal a character from another book. Believe it or not, it works really well, because all you got to do is change the name and you're not infringing on the copyright, though. If you're really clever and you want the audience to figure it out, you can work in ways for the audience to figure out who you've stolen. But characters from mythology, from other books, even from films, you can straight up steal a character and stick it into your book when you have no idea who to stick in there. Or you can steal a character from real life. This can get a little more dicey because your friends might not appreciate it, so you may want to disguise them a bit. Or indeed, your enemies might really not appreciate it and sue you over it, so you may want to disguise them a bit. But you can go ahead and straight up steal characters from real life. Now, you've been at this a while, and I know you know this. So this is all prep. As far as how you introduce them with great punch and bang for your buck, you use those old Hollywood techniques, and you focus down on the moment. The trick to bang for your buck is how much information you're conveying between the words. So if you would normally in a novel take two paragraphs to introduce a character, you want to try to introduce that same character in your short story in a sentence or half a sentence or a line of dialogue. And it can be done. You can play a lot of games with perspective from the point of view character if he's not the one being introduced. And you can play perspective bouncing games off dialogue where you get that really quick introduction and then you drop in details over the next quarter of a page to half a page in a way that's transparent to the reader. But either way, what you're looking to do is hone your focusing skills. figure out which things are important to communicate about the character in that situation and communicate them in a way that implies the other stuff that may not be relevant but that you might want to have on hand for later. Which sounds a bit esoteric, I know, but that's really how you do it. You can practice this. You can practice this by writing short descriptions, by writing poetry and song lyrics. Actually, I can't overstate the utility of writing poetry and song lyrics, where you have to, in really brief, broad, archetypal brushstrokes, you have to lay down a character really fast. I recommend, if you want some songs that do this really, really well that aren't part of the normal oeuvre I recommend all the time, pick up an album by the Chieftains from about 92 or 93 called The Long Black Veil. It's a bunch of mostly traditional Irish songs that are done in just glorious style, and they've got all sorts of fabulous guest vocalists. Roger Daltrey, Sinead O'Connor, Mick Jagger, I think even Johnny Cash is on that album somewhere, I think. Sting is on the album. A whole bunch of other great vocalists are. But anyway, all of the songs on that album are ballads that tell folk tales. And the character introductions in those songs are so efficient and so vivid. And they really shouldn't be for how few words they use, but they work really well. Partly because they use very few words for the introduction, and partly because once the introduction starts, it never stops. The whole song, every word of it, goes to character. And that's the other thing you gotta do with a short story. If you want a character-intense short story, is every word of the short story needs to be doing three things: plot, character, and description. All three. And the best short stories are the short stories that manage to pull that off. It's not easy. It takes a lot of practice. But when you pull it off, oh my God, does it feel good. So that's what I got for you on that one. Thank you for the question. I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.